Bedtime Bites presents The Sleepy Cat and the Snoring Moon. In a cozy little house on Whisker Lane lived a fluffy orange cat named Wyatt. Wyatt loved nothing more than curling up in warm, snuggly spots and taking long, luxurious naps. But when nighttime came, Wyatt had the hardest time falling asleep. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and stars began to twinkle in the sky, Wyatt's human, a kind girl named Lily, called out, "Wyatt, time for bed." Wyatt stretched and yawned, padding softly to Lily's room. He watched as she brushed her teeth, put on her pajamas, and climbed into bed. Lily patted the soft blanket beside her, inviting Wyatt to join her. But Wyatt wasn't ready for sleep. He was too busy watching the curtains dance in the breeze and counting the shadows on the wall. As Lily's eyes grew heavy, Wyatt stayed wide open. "Good night, Wyatt," Lily murmured, drifting off to dreamland. But Wyatt just couldn't settle down. He decided to explore the house, thinking maybe he'd tire himself out. He tiptoed past the ticking grandfather clock in the hallway, peeked into the kitchen where the faucet dripped a steady rhythm, and even ventured into the quiet living room where Lily's parents were reading. Still not sleepy, Wyatt made his way to the backyard. The grass was cool beneath his paws, and fireflies blinked lazily around him. He looked up at the big, round moon hanging in the night sky and noticed something peculiar. The moon seemed to be snoring. Wyatt tilted his head, his ears twitching. Yes, there it was again. A soft, rumbling snore coming from the moon itself. "Excuse me, Mr. Moon," Wyatt meowed politely. "Are you asleep?" The moon's eyes fluttered open, revealing kind, twinkling eyes. "Oh, hello there, little one," the moon said with a yawn. "I was just having a little snooze." Wyatt's whiskers twitched with curiosity. "But how can you sleep, Mr. Moon? Don't you have to stay awake to shine all night?" The moon chuckled, his crater dimples deepening. "Ah, you see, I have a secret. I take lots of little cat naps throughout the night. That way I stay rested and can keep shining for all the creatures down below." Wyatt's tail swished with excitement. "Cat naps? I love those, but lately I can't seem to fall asleep at night. Do you have any advice?" The moon smiled warmly. "Of course, little Wyatt. The key to a good night's sleep is having a bedtime routine. Let me show you mine." And so, the moon taught Wyatt his special routine. First, he took a deep breath and stretched his silvery arms wide. Then, he hummed a soft, soothing lullaby to himself. Finally, he thought of all the happy things he'd seen that day. Children playing, flowers blooming, and cats like Wyatt exploring their worlds. "Now you try," the moon encouraged. Wyatt took a deep breath, stretching his paws out in front of him. He hummed a little tune, which sounded more like a purr. Then, he thought about all the wonderful things he'd experienced that day. The sunny spot by the window, the tasty treat Lily had given him, and the exciting game of chase with a feather toy. As he finished the routine, Wyatt felt his eyelids growing heavy. He let out a big yawn, suddenly feeling very sleepy indeed. "Thank you, Mr. Moon," Wyatt said, his words slurring slightly with drowsiness. "You're very welcome, Wyatt," the moon replied softly. "Sweet dreams." Wyatt padded back into the house, his paws feeling heavier with each step. He climbed onto Lily's bed, curling up in the warm spot next to her. As he drifted off to sleep, he could hear the faint, comforting snore of the moon outside the window. From that night on, Wyatt followed his new bedtime routine. He would stretch, hum, and think happy thoughts. And every night, just before he fell asleep, he would look out the window and give a little wink to his friend.